WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight. Who wants to walk with Elias?
Yeah. Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Because when the hounds come down to this ring, you got two choices. You get out of our yard, or we beat your ass.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Gonna be done, lean on in. Now welcome to the kingdom.
The queendom, where the kings bow down and relinquish the crown. Y'all gon' hit me now. I just turn that around and make you
love me, love me, love me.
The queendom, where the kings bow down and relinquish
the crown. The McMahon family was on Monday Night Raw. Stan Shane McMahon. This is the Raw Pro Show presented as always by Gurk Dunnett and MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211.
So you know what show you're doing?
No. It's a Raw Rack Show Radio Live. It's a Raw Post Show. Hi, everybody. I'm Soraka. That's Lindsay Ward. It's been a minute.
It's been a week.
It's been a week. So, yeah, the entire McMahon family was on Monday Night Raw to open up the show. And to deliver a huge historic announcement. Would you like to tell the people what the announcement is?
Yes.
Go for it.
So, we are getting a 50-woman pay-per-view. All women, all the time. Very excited about this. It's called Evolution.
October 28th, live on pay-per-view from Nassau Coliseum in Long Island, New York.
They had all the girls there from Raw and SmackDown. They had Nikki Cross there from NXT. They were all very excited because obviously, you know, it's an all-women's pay-per-view. There was rave reviews across the WWE Universe confirmed for this show so far because they just went ahead and told us are Trish, Beth Phoenix, and Lita.
Yes, ESPN reported too. Coachman dropped the third. You will see people from NXT UK. You will see people from NXT. You'll see people from Raw and SmackDown live. The phrasing Hunter used, they were using, it was like, then, now, and forever. You will see them a part of this show. Stephanie delivered the whole Give the Divas a Chance speech that she gives at every event she can possibly give. Hunter teared up talking about it.
He's so proud of his
kids.
He
was so proud of his kids. Yeah, it was a great announcement. Nikki Cross front and center. She was up because she's been touring with the SmackDown brand. So, she was there front and center, all being Nikki Cross and everything like that.
She's so cute!
So we had Hunter step. Hunter had all the women step forward. They made the announcement. All the men are standing behind them. They give them the full support. So yes, Evolution is coming on October 28th. We will probably go into more detail on Thursday, I would assume.
Yes, because I would expect a lot more Retro Divas to show up. We'll see who shows up, but I have a funny feeling that a lot of the women you saw in the Women's Royal Rumble will probably come back for this. I fully expect the Bella Twins to be a part of it.
Yeah, I would assume the Bella Twins. But yeah, we'll dive deeper into it on Thursday for our discussion. Sort of plan it out on what we want to see.
Yes.
That was called live show prepping on air.
Ding! Because we're just going to say this right now to everybody out there in Radio Lands. Playground is coming back in Fortnite. We are going to be busy Wednesday night.
Yeah, so that's when we show prep. But we were here watching Monday Night Raw, so that was the big story coming out of the show. There were other things that happened on the show, including Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas, the B team, taking on Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt for the Raw Tag Team titles. We finally got some action between Bo and Bray. And you saw Bo look around before they squared off like, all right, We're going to do this? We're going to do this now? They did it.
Bray Wyatt had murder in his eyes tonight. He was just like, I'm going to get back my title. And, well, he and his not brother squared off. By the way, they should probably... I know they have to be, like, cheek-to-cheek, but there's got to be a way they can shoot that where it's not cheek-to-cheek and you can see they're related.
So,
because you can totally tell.
So the comment you made is, like, because Bo said Curtis was, like, the brother he never had. And they hugged backstage.
And all of us were like, Bo, you technically have a brother. We don't talk about him at all, but you do have one. He's just a little crazy. But yeah. No, that was great. But yeah, this was fantastic. Bo and Bray finally went at each other a little bit. It was amazing. They did not lay off each other. They beat each other up. They had a good time. It was pretty spectacular.
Bo did the okie doke sidestep. Wyatt went into Matt. Curtis with the roll up. 1, 2, 3. Curtis and Bo retain. Afterwards, the leaders applaud and then lay them out.
Yep. They, it's like they're both standing there and Bray's like got his back turned and Matt gets him up and it's like, are they going to hug? Like, what are they going to do? And then they start clapping and they're like, yay, you beat us. Congratulations. And then they beat them up.
And then whoop, right down. Down they went.
Yep. So I doubt this is far from over, but this was a good match. This is really entertaining. I still want Bray Wyatt versus Bo Dallas one-on-one. Really, really seriously want like a 10-minute match between those two.
I think we may get them again leaving in the SummerSlam. I think we're going to get this feud. I think this is going to be either the SummerSlam match. Maybe we'll go to the compound again. Who knows?
We could do a final deletion. Oh my God. Okay. No. Think about it. Okay, they do a final deletion between the B team and the deleters, right? And Bray ends up back in the lake, and Matt ends up in the lake.
Good.
And that's how you get rid of the deleters of worlds, is Bray Wyatt goes back to being Bray Wyatt, and Matt Hardy goes back to being...
Matt's not going to go back in the lake.
But, okay, right? What if he did?
I mean, he could, but then he's, as a character, he is dead. Let's be real.
Well, then you can always wake him again.
Yeah, but you can send Bray back into Lake and he can no longer be under Matt's spell. I mean, that's a thing. But if that were to happen, you totally, totally need to have an IRS cameo. Just saying.
You need to have an IRS cameo, but you need to have Bray really creepily come back out of the lake, like back crawl back out of the lake or some crap like that. And he's like, I'm back. And then he just kills everybody.
Yeah, so there was that. Finn Balor was backstage with Chad Gable. They were hyping up the Evolution show. They were talking about Chad being in his gear, then someone's walking with Baylor's gear, and then has a jacket, and they found... He was told Corbin's moving him to his own locker room, and it was a kid's playhouse, with a teddy bear on top.
Finn, which is a little creepy.
And then Finn called it his new funhouse. Baron was trying to get on Finn, and Finn's like, nah, I'm cool.
I don't know who has the hard-on for the big guy, little guy storyline, but it's stupid. It's really, really stupid. How about we not do that? And you just have Baron be like, well, Finn thinks he's better than me because he went out on the indies and he did all this crap and I'm from here. And that's Baron's whole issue is, you know, well, Finn thinks he's better because he's an indie darling. Or Corbin is just being trying to solidify his power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that. Like, I don't understand why it has to be, well, you're a little guy, so I'm going to pick on you. There's a hand gesture with that. But yeah, I hate that storyline. I hate how they're doing that. It's like, just, why don't you just tell the better story of Baron Corbin's being a dick? Because Baron Corbin can be a dick.
So, we'll move on from there. Charlie Caruso was backstage. He was talking to Bayley and Sasha, and they sort of squashed all their differences. They had a long talk after last week's show, and now they're back on the same page. And Bayley's like her best friend and finally told her how she feels, and they're like sisters, and Sasha, they're different people with the same dream, and they're ready to be on the same page. And Banks says she knows Bayley feels the same way, and they're ready to go take over the world together. And they came in the ring, and they beat two local women.
So what you're telling me is after last Raw last week, they banged.
I said the bang, 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 yeah.
And everything's all good?
It seems that way.
Okay. Bayley, trust it.
Even though, never mind, I'm not going to go there. Not worth going in that direction. You all can take that direction how you want. She said a bang, bang, bangity bang.
Bangity bang.
I said a bang, bang, bangity bang. Also on the show, Mickie James beat Natalya. we need to talk about what in the hell Natalya was wearing. Or not Natalya, Mickie James was wearing. What was she wearing?
I want to say she was mocking Naya's gear, but I don't want to think they would take it that far. Like, I would hope they wouldn't take it that far, but who knows? But that's what it felt like. She was mocking Naya's gear.
Yeah, it seemed like that. I don't know. It was a fine little match. Mickie got the win. We had a back-and-forth in-ring promo with the Authors of Pain and Titus Worldwide. Titus got mocked for his trip and said he got back up after the Greatest Royal Rumble and put over Titus as the Father of the Year, and they ended up brawling. That sucked. Flat out, it sucked. Authors of Pain need people to talk for them. Where's Paul Ellering? I know he doesn't want to do the full travel. They don't want to do full travel. They need him.
Yeah, they need Ellering in like a big, or they need somebody in a big way. Also, Dana, honey, no. Just that whole thing you had going on tonight, no.
Mojo beat Breeze again. No shock.
Poor Tyler.
Drew McIntyre is scheduled to take on Finn Balor. They went a few minutes. Finn got the win via disqualification. All hell broke loose with Ziggler getting involved. Seth Rollins came out to make a save and became a tag team match player. Holla, holla, holla. So it was Seth Rollins and Finn Balor versus Drew and Ziggler, with Seth and Finn getting the win.
In a really good match.
Yeah.
So, yay.
Ember Moon got some revenge on the Riot Squad by beating Liv Morgan. So she can beat Liv, but she can't beat Sarah.
Well, she's got to beat Sarah next. That's all there is to it.
And I think hopefully it builds the return of Ruby, who's probably a few weeks away.
Probably, yeah.
So a theme throughout the night, through a bunch of the matches, was Elias coming out and trying to do his song. He was interrupted by the Deleters. He was interrupted all night because his album dropped on his 4-song album. Didn't know you can consider an album 4 songs. But hey, 4 songs is an album in 2018. So he was one of the things on the show. But one of the people that interrupted him was Braun Strowman. And Braun Strowman came out and basically said he's going to, you know, cash in when he damn well pleases. And then he said it doesn't matter who it will be because he's cashing in. Kevin Owens came out all banged up and arm taped. And Owens took offense to Strowman, thinking he could just talk about the Universal Championship after doing what he did. He said one of the reasons he tried to befriend Strowman was because his own son thought he could replace Nicholas as Strowman's tag team partner. He said now his children are scared because they see the pain on his face with every step he takes. Owen said he has a family to feed, and Strowman tried to take that away from him. Owen said he will take everything away from Braun Strowman, who then encouraged him to come get these hands. And Owen warned Strowman that his problems have just begun. Baron Corbin came out. Strowman said Stephanie empowered him to come out and handle this situation. He said that while Strowman throwing Owens off the cage was legal within the confines of the match, it was morally reprehensible. Corbin took another shot at Finn for whatever reason, and he brought out someone who can help Strowman control his temper. It was not Dr. Shelby. It was Jinder Mahal and Sunil Singh.
Can you imagine Braun Strowman and Dr. Shelby?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Oh my god.
Mahal was trying to teach breathing exercises. Strowman wasn't working. He has a temper, and he called over Sunil, and then everyone was chanting, "Get these hands," and he kicked Mahal, and then tossed Singh into Mahal, and then power slammed him. It was fine, but there's one thing I forgot to mention, but go ahead, make a comment.
He still wants him some Alexa.
That's where I was going. At the beginning, he was putting over the Mixed Match Challenge and the Evolution pay-per-view, and he's rooting for his girl, his Mixed Match tag team partner, Alexa Bliss. The smile on his face, he wants to bang, 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 bang.
I love the continuity of that so much, that they just keep that going. I just love that, because they all know we adore it and we want it.
It was one of the best things of the winter. It was great. Like, everything was perfect with it.
Oh, yeah.
It was revealed that Seth Rollins will face Dolph Ziggler for the IC title at SummerSlam, so there's that. But then your main event, Roman Reigns, Bobby Lashley, for a shot at the Universal Championship at SummerSlam. Everyone go 50-50. Roman Reigns beats Bobby Lashley. The match was good, but we all knew this was happening.
Okay, I'm just going to say it, and I hashtagged it on Twitter, but I'm going to say it. If Roman doesn't get it done this time, we riot. I'm serious. I'm so tired of this. I'm tired of Brock not being there. I'm tired of the title not being there. I'm tired of Roman Reigns getting chance after chance after chance, and him not getting it done, and that's not his fault, it's the writing fault. But still, it's like I'm just tired of being in this circling pattern where it's just all revolving around this, and there's this massive glass ceiling on this show right now because there's Brock and then there's everybody else, and Brock isn't there. And it's really actually Brock, Roman, and then everybody else. But there's just a holding pattern right now on this show, and everything else is suffering because we're in this holding pattern for the show. So it's like, just please, for the love of God, just do it. All right? Just do it.
That said, it would be amazing. It would be awesome if Brock Lesnar shows up on Monday Night Raw next week, because according to Paul Heyman, he's going to be there. That Brock Lesnar looks right at Roman Reigns and says, I don't care you just beat Bobby Lashley. I'm not fighting you again. It would be amazing. And say Brock wants to fight Bobby Lashley. Imagine that. Imagine if that happened.
I'd be okay with that.
It won't.
Actually, what I would find really entertaining is if Braun Strowman comes out, beats the crap out of Brock Lesnar, lays him out, cashes in the Money in the Bank, and cashes in on him right then.
I mean,
he's not going to wait for SummerSlam. He's not going to wait for another opportunity. Brock's there. Braun slays him out. 1, 2, 3.
I mean, that's not bad. It could happen. I don't think they'll do it, but it could happen.
You're going to have Braun tease at the very least.
Oh, you got it. You have to have Braun Strowman involved next week. He has to confront Brock Lesnar. It just needs to happen because it would be totally out of character if he didn't. So it's like, everyone doesn't want to see this matchup. I mean, there's a fan base that wants to see it, but it's like, this would be the third time this year that we're seeing this matchup. This will be the fourth time overall we're seeing this matchup. And 3 times, Brock's won. So even if Roman wins, does it really do anything if a guy's beating you 3 times?
No, but it brings the title back to Raw, and that's what everybody really wants, is the title to come back. And also, again, we're in the holding pattern for Roman to get that title. We've been in the holding pattern for quite a while now.
We've been in the holding pattern since he got popped for drugs 2 years ago, or whatever.
Technically.
Or 3 years ago, whatever it was.
And so I think that's everybody's, kind of everybody's problem with it, is that we're all waiting for this to happen. It was supposed to happen at Mania. It didn't happen. It was supposed to happen at Saudi Arabia. It didn't happen. And then Brock has just been gone. And we're waiting, and we're waiting, and we're waiting, and we're waiting, and it's not happening. And meanwhile, they're trying to figure out what to do with everybody else, because you have no heavyweight title picture right now. You have tag titles, and you have the IC title as the men's championships on this show. And then you have the women's. So you have 2 titles that really everybody can vie for, so it's either you form a tag team, or you go for the IC title. The IC title's good. The tag titles are good. So what do you do with everybody else? And that's the main problem, is it's like you've crowned a Money in the Bank champion. He can't do anything because the champion's not there. You have your top card that's waiting for the champion to come back so they can face him. They can't do anything except fight amongst themselves, essentially, because the champion's not there. So it's, you have this huge hole in the story because the one person that everybody's supposed to be going after is not there. So what do you do? What can you do? It's like Brock needs to come back, and it's like, if he wants to go off and do other stuff, that's great. But just for the story, just for the sake of the story, for the love of God, please put it on Roman, put it on Braun, put it on Lashley. I don't care who. I don't care who gets that title. Just put it on somebody else. Please put it on somebody else. Just so we can move forward with this show, because I feel like at this point it's really suffering for the fact that Brock is just gone. And the same thing can be said for SmackDown. SmackDown is suffering as well because you have a long reigning champion in AJ Styles. There's nothing wrong with that. AJ's defended that title. He's been in some great matches, some great storylines, but at this point he's kind of gone through everybody. Now what do you do?
Well, we all know. We'll see what happens tomorrow, because they're making a big announcement tomorrow on who SummerSlam opponent is. So we'll see what happens there.
But yeah, all I'm saying is Raw's in a holding pattern. Take it out of the holding pattern.
And I think we will. I think we're going to. We'll see. The belt's back after SummerSlam. But who knows? Maybe the belt Brock retains at SummerSlam. We'll dive deeper. We got, 4 more weeks? Something like that until SummerSlam? About a month? Yeah. 4 weeks. So we'll dive deeper into it and have more thoughts and opinions. But that's how Monday Night Raw ended, with Roman Reigns being victorious and Bobby Lashley coming up on the short end of the stick. But that'll do for the Raw Push Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow, 10:30 p.m., we'll officially drop the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs., our new favorite show.
Oh my God, y'all! You have no idea what's coming for you, and it's just, you have to watch this. You need to watch this show. I have legit never laughed so hard at anything as I have this. It's hilarious.
Ms. and Mrs. airs right after SmackDown. Once Ms. and Mrs. ends, our review goes live at wildtalkradio.com and rockradioshow.com. It's an awesome show.
It is. It's amazing.
Wednesday afternoon, you'll be able to hear the Rack Extra Reviews, Total Bellas Season 3, Episode 9?
Yeah.
And things are getting really intense.
It's about to hit the fan, y'all. It's just, it's getting ready to hit the fan.
Thursday, we are live, 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT, SmackDown, Tweet of the Week, and a discussion, which is probably the all-women's pay-per-view. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're here at WallTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn Radio. It's all Rack Radio Show. Saturday night, midnight, it's CB Radio. Jobber's Choice this week. We haven't figured out what the Great and Great Debate is, but he'll figure it out. We'll have a debate. Go to GreatAndGreatDebate.com. CBRadioLive.com. Hashtag blame Rob when somebody dies. Omega's back in town, which means WTR Sunday night is back on the air this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, at WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter. Russell Talk Radio. WrestleTalkRadio.com to keep up on the all time greatest. We'll be next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 10 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, and subscribe, twitch.tv/WTR Live.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com.
She's at Twitter at Lynn's Ward. That'll do it for the Raw Post Show live across the airwaves at Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.